Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment in the opening section of Shmona Esrei. I hope that no one lost sleep last night in great suspense over what the mashal from the Chafetz Chaim was that we ended off with yesterday. The beautiful mashal from the Chafetz Chaim goes as follows. There was a fellow who had a well in his backyard, and it was known that the water from this well was extremely special and clear and delicious, and he wanted to do an act of kindness for his neighbors. So he invited his different neighbors to build pipes, connect them to his well, run the pipes to their respective backyards, and then they would have their own wells of water starting and originating from his delicious well of water. And neighbor one did it and appreciated, neighbor two did it and appreciated. Neighbor three had a terrible problem. He had a pipe just like everyone else, but the water he was getting was not good. It was had dirt in it, didn't taste particularly good. And this third neighbor felt that the seemingly generous neighbor was doing him a great disservice and playing some joke on him. And he revealed his dismay to his neighbor. And the owner of the original well was quite confused. And they went and they looked together. And what they finally realized was this third neighbor did run a pipe from the well to his own backyard, but the pipe that he ran had dirt inside of it. So the water was wonderful, clear, delicious water, but if you run clear, delicious water through a dirty pipe, then on the other end of the pipe, you're going to find the water has turned dirty. That's the mashal the Chafetz Chaim says. The nimshal, what this is supposed to represent, is our words of Torah and tefillah. Every word of Torah and prayer that we utter is precious and pure and should go straight up to heaven. The problem is when our pipes, when our mouths, our lips have so much dirt in them that those very pure words become contaminated by our very impure mouths. And the Chafetz Chaim explains that every time we speak Lashon Hara, we use foul language, we hurt each other, so on and so forth, we're just creating more and more dirt in our mouths. It's just a powerful Musar idea to think about in general. Moving on, we discussed earlier that the men of the Great Assembly constructed a format for the Brachos of Shmona Esrei. There's a fascinating Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We'll refer to it different times over the course of this series, that explains how they decided which bracha should go where. And this series is really about the opening three brachos. The first bracha is referred to as Avos. It clarifies the fact that God's relationship with us, the Jewish people, started with our forefathers. The second bracha is known as Gvuros, highlighting the great might and awesome deeds of God in this world. And the third bracha is known as Kedushas Hashem, the sanctity of God's name. These three brachos are seen as one unit. So the Gemara refers to the famous chapter of Tehillim that actually many of us sing as we bring the Torah back Shabbos morning. And part of this chapter says as follows, Havu Lashem Bnei Elim, give praise to God, children of the mighty ones. Children of the mighty ones refers to the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The next phrase is, Havu Lashem Kavod Va'oz, give God honor and strength. This refers to a recognition of God's great might in this world. And the next phrase is, Havu Lashem Kavod Shemo, pay God honor to his name. And that refers to Kedushas Hashem, the sanctity of God's name. And those are the first three brachos of Shmona Esrei. These three brachos find themselves in each and every Shmona Esrei that we daven. It's an amazing thing to think about that the Anshei Knesset HaGadol decided that before we really go into prayer, whether it be thanking God for the special day of Shabbos, whether it be making all types of requests during the week, we need to recognize that we are the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that we're following up in their powerful relationship. We need to recognize the tremendous might of God in this world, and we need to recognize how truly sacred he is. Once we've established those points, we can go on in prayer. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.